So I say this to the militias and all others who believe that the greatest threat to freedom comes from the government instead of from those who would take away our freedom. If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, there is no freedom.
They'll never take our freedom!
Freedom?
Hello everyone and welcome to Freedom Rings. This is Tommy Freedom broadcasting to you loud and clear on the TFR radio network from a cabin high atop a mountain ridge somewhere in Appalachia. I'll be your voice of reason for the next 30 minutes, so keep it right here. Hey folks, got a couple of topics I want to go over with you today. And that would be the Queer Scouts of America and the recent trend that happened with that. And also the protests at Berkeley. That's going to make up the bulk of the show. But before I get into that, I want to catch up on a topic I spoke about briefly 2 weeks ago regarding the Morse code coming from my mattress, as well as an incident that happened to me a little earlier today, which is kind of humorous. I'll share that with you. But the whole thing about the mattress was incredibly fascinating when it comes down to what was causing this. And it turns out it was, in fact, a warning, but not the kind you're thinking of. So to refresh your memory, or in the event that you did not get that show, I was having an issue with Morse code beeps coming from under my bed in my mattress in the middle of the night, and it was sporadic, wouldn't do it all the time. And it was a very high-pitched beep, 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 beep that was coming from there. It was driving me nuts. So finally, one night, I was laying there and I was listening, and as soon as it started, I cupped my ears. That is C-U-P, cupped, not cut. And I have very, very good hearing to begin with. And when I do that, it increases it about 5 or 6-fold. So I could very hearily clear the increase in volume, which meant that, number one, it was not some weird form of tinnitus. Number two, it was not in my head. And number three, it was not some sort of telepathic contact. So it was a real noise that was coming from somewhere. So I sat up in bed, continued shaking the bed to make it do it again. And at one point, gave a really violent shake on the bed, and this thing just screamed one continual note. So I knew the bed was involved, but how? So continuing to cup my ears, I sat up in bed and continued to shake the bed and got it to do it, and found the source of the sound. And folks, it was an extension cord coming out of a very loose outlet between the mattress and the wall. So that plug would come out and the extension cord would turn, and it was very loose. And when the mattress would move, it would make it move slightly, and it was causing micro arcs. So the bed frame was picking these up and transmitting them through the springs and the box spring, just as I thought. It's just it was not picking it up from the air. It was not a transmission. It was an actual electrical arc. And I mentioned it to my brother, and he told me that my stepfather had a power strip for his computer that was doing the same thing several years ago. It was just screaming. So I pulled that thing out of the wall, threw it away, and have not heard any Morse code since. So a simple solution to this great mystery, but again, it was a warning. Had I not heeded it, in other words, had I not heard it or not paid attention to it, eventually it would have caught on fire. And being directly under the bed would have set the mattress on fire and probably taken me and the entire house with it. So, lesson learned. If you hear high-pitched screaming noises, see if there is an extension cord or some sort of electrical equipment in the area, because it may very well be a very tiny micro arc inside the cord itself. Good info to keep in mind. Now, a little story I want to tell you about what happened to me earlier today. I went to the grocery store to get a few items, and I pulled into the compact parking area, and I know, folks, you have run into this yourselves. Some moron in a full-size pickup or SUV has pulled into the compact parking. Their ass is sticking out into the parking lot about 5 or 6 feet, and they're right up to the line. Well, this has happened to me on more than one occasion, and I always do the same thing. I pulled up right alongside the driver's door so that I was within 1 inch of the driver's side mirror. And as I got out of the car, I saw these three Negresses coming around to the back of their SUV and opening it. Of course, who else would do that, right? So they didn't say a word to me. I went inside the store and I stopped inside the door and stood there and watched. And they had to get in the passenger side. It took them about 5 minutes to get out of there. Made sure they didn't hit my car in the process. But I've done this on a number of occasions. And I don't know, they probably don't get the message, but it's fun to watch them try and get out of there. I did it at the bank one day, and the guy sent his 5-year-old kid in because he was the only one that was big enough to get in the passenger side and crawl across. And he's standing there coaching the kid to back his SUV out of the space. But it just aggravates me. They pull up, and they have 2 feet on the passenger side, and they're hanging over the line on the left. And it just aggravates the crap out of me. But every now and then, you have a chance to get back at them, send them a message, let them know they can't do it to everyone and get away with it. They can do it to most people. But if you're like me, or you're listening to this show, you're probably like me anyway. It's a good way to get away from that. So, George, cue us up with some music that's going to deal with the topics for the show today. Give us a good bumper here.
The Eastern world, it is exploding, violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.
Now, if you're my age or older, you recognize that song as Barry McGuire's Eve of Destruction, cut during the height of the Vietnam War. Now, that's not why I'm playing this today, folks. I'm playing it because of all the issues that we've had going on recently with the stage protests. There's nothing else that can describe these things. They are stage protests by professional anarchists is what they are. And now they have gone back to the black bloc of the 1980s, where they're dressed in black with their faces covered. And these are the same people over and over and over again. Now, as I said, if you're from the Vietnam War era or earlier, that's what you remember this song from. Now, if you're a little bit younger, you may remember this for a different reason. And this is a little bit of trivia that goes over most people's heads. I was watching a rerun of The A-Team the day before 9/11, and it was the episode where they went back to Saigon, and they were all going through in their minds, each one, what they had gone through in the Vietnam War, and that was a song that was playing. About 5:30 in the afternoon, 9 o'clock or so the following morning, the Twin Towers came down. So I always found it very ironic that they played the Eve of Destruction on the Eve of Destruction of the American Way. Because after 9/11, the USA Patriot Act was enacted, and we lost a majority of the freedoms that we had up until that point. But getting back to why I am playing this, this is reminiscent of the Vietnam War era. You remember what happened all across this country on the college campuses. Bottles were being thrown, stones, Molotov cocktails, the insults, the violence. And we are going back to that, folks. Make no mistake. These professional agitators are taking these young, impressionable minds, and they are doing the same thing in this generation that they did two generations ago. And it is the same people pulling the strings. Now, I'm willing to bet that if you removed those masks, you would find the same people showing up at the majority of these demonstrations in Ferguson, in Charlotte, and most recently at Berkeley. Now, what they are doing is, by definition, terrorism. A domestic terrorist is someone who incites violence and causes fear in the process, with the intention of causing fear in the process. And if these people are professional agitators, that by law makes them domestic terrorists, and they should be charged as such. Every single one of these, air quotes, protesters needs to be photographed and documented. And if they are consistently showing up at rally after rally after rally and are the ones who are inciting this violence and committing these violent acts, they need to be thrown in prison. So if by some chance anyone from the Joint Terrorism Task Force is listening to this show, hey, guys, let's do something about it. Stop listening to my show and focusing on me. Stop focusing on the listeners out here who are only trying to make a better country for ourselves, and go after the damn terrorists that are causing these problems. Now, there was a time when this escalated. And I have heard people call for different measures to be taken. I think one of the most colorful ones, literally, that I heard was loading up water cannons with purple dye and hosing all these protesters down. That would identify them for about 2 weeks, and it would be very easy to pick them out after the fact. You wouldn't even need to photograph them. Just find everyone that's covered with purple dye and bring them in for questioning. But we've seen this before, folks. It's going to happen time and time again. Those who do not learn from their history are bound to repeat it, and we are seeing this come full circle. Now, I think this is pretty much the last gasp effort from the progressive left. I mean, they've run out of ammunition, folks. They've played all of their cards. The only one they have left is the Joker. And the rest of this country is holding aces and eights, and they're ready to double down on these people. They've had it. But what is it going to take to stop this? Is it going to take arrests? Is it going to take water cannons? Perhaps someone should start inviting the Hell's Angels to some of these events and let them handle the situation. I feel pretty comfortable that 250 or 300 Hell's Angels could easily take on 1,200 of these so-called protesters. They're not trained for real violence. They're trained to incite violence, and when it's brought upon them, themselves, I seriously doubt that any of them are capable of defending themselves. Now, if they're members of the New Black Panther Party or the Nation of Islam, then yeah, maybe they've been training for hand-to-hand combat in their basements. And in the event that I have not discussed this before, folks, I used to be a licensed general contractor. And on more than one occasion, I found myself in the basement or family room of a black family. And every single one of them had a training area. It could be in a spare bedroom. It could be in a room in the basement. It could be in a corner of the family room. They had sandbags, and they had fighting sticks. And they were all training for hand-to-hand combat. So make no mistake, when this happens, they may not be able to outshoot us, but if it comes down to actually grappling, you better have some martial arts training or some military skills, because that is where they're focusing on. They're not focusing on long-distance shooting. That's where we come into play, and we'll take them out from afar. But folks, make no mistake, they are trained for hand-to-hand combat. But these are not the people that are showing up at these protests. The people that are showing up at the protests are the paid, trained agitators. People like Sanders that was running for president. That's all they ever knew how to do, was to stir up trouble. They were professionally trained to do that. George is tapping his paw here. I do have to take a short break. When I come back, I'm going to continue with this because I'm going to tell you what I think is going to start to happen and how this will eventually play out and how it will end. And folks, it's not going to be pretty. I'll be right back.
From now, my kids will be outnumbered. Are you going to let that happen? Don't leave the mess for your children to clean up. Join the struggle. Start here at KKK Radio.
Join Canadian Association for Freedom of Expression director Paul Fromm for Walking on the Fighting Side of Me. That's the Fighting Side of Me with Canadian Association of Freedom of Expression, Paul Fromm, only on KKKRadio.com.
Gay Pride Days, school assemblies, posters on the wall. It's in our face every day. What's a white Christian teen to do? And does anyone really care? Listen each week to White Youth Focus, where teens discuss the propaganda war against them. Moderated by caring and thoughtful white Christian activists, Billy and Charity. Because it's okay to be white and proud. Minorities, homosexuals, and women. I'm not a hater, but I hate that line.
Me too. You know, you see it written like that in the media.
Yes, I've noticed that. Why do you think that is? I don't have anything in common with so-called minorities.
Minorities, right. White people are the world's minority.
That's true.
I think they like to group all women together so white women won't consider their race. If they don't consider their white identity, they won't recognize the threats against it.
That's a really good point.
So, whenever I hear the phrase, minorities and women, or minorities, homosexuals and women, I'll call it what it is, cheap shots against white women.
This message brought to you by the White Women's Perspective.
Hey folks, Tommy Freedom here for Freedom Rings. I invite you to tune in every week and listen to my show, Freedom Rings, and hear what I, Tommy Freedom, have to say. It's usually pretty interesting and quite informative. It may have something to do with freedom. It may have something to do with liberty. It may be downright funny, but it will always be informative. So be sure and tune in each week to listen to me, Tommy Freedom, here on my show at Freedom Rings, broadcasting to you loud and clear on KKK Radio. Talking about the violence that has been going on now for the past couple of years, predominantly the past year and increasingly over the past 6 months by these professional instigators, aka terrorists, trying to incite our young people into rioting and anarchy and committing violence. Now, folks, what do you think should be done about this? Can you reason with these people? No. Because they have not been immersed in this before. Their parents weren't. It was their grandparents, the baby boomers, who were part of the Flower Power marches back during the Vietnam War. These young kids have absolutely no idea of what they're preaching. They throw the word fascism around left and right. They have no idea what it actually means. These people have no freaking clue as to what's going on. So they're being led around by the ear. Somebody's jerking their puppet strings and telling them what to do. But they have no clue what is coming down the pike and what the ramifications of their actions are going to eventually be. They're clueless, folks, and they're in for a rude awakening. But right now, you cannot reason with them. It's like trying to reason with a two-year-old. My oldest sister tried this with her kids. My nephew, 2.5 years old, and the parents are trying to reason with the kid like he's an adult. That doesn't work. The kid acts up, you boot him in the ass. That is what teaches them that there are consequences for their actions. You reason with them, you try to reason with them, that's not gonna work. And the kid grows up knowing that he or she can do exactly what he or she wants and that there are no consequences for their actions. And that is exactly what we're seeing here today, folks. These kids know nothing's gonna happen. And over the last 8 years, Obama has further instilled that false idea into their minds. Do what you want. We're not going to prosecute you. You just go on because that's not right. Well, folks, there's a new king on the throne. His name is Donald J. Trump, and he's not going to take that crap from you. And he, like Nixon, is eventually going to tire of this garbage, and he's going to do something about it. Now, what did ultimately happen, folks? All across the country, we were seeing this stuff happen. Like it started in Berkeley. It's starting up again. The bottle throwing, the rock throwing, the Molotov cocktails. What stopped it? Nixon sent in the National Guard. Some of them had live rounds of ammo in their rifles and did not realize it. And when that one last bottle was thrown, someone opened up with what they thought were blanks, and everyone else opened up with what they thought were blanks, and 4 teens were killed. Now, unfortunately, 2 of them were innocent passersby. They were not part of it, but 2 of the protesters themselves were killed. And overnight, that crap stopped. There were no more protests. They understood that if they declared war on this country was going to declare war back on them, and they were a hell of a lot better armed. And folks, unfortunately, that's what it's going to take to teach these young snot-nosed brats a lesson. It's going to take what happened at Kent State in Ohio in 1970. It's going to take that happening here again. But these kids are so far out that once may not even work. That it may just incite them further until it happens a second and maybe even a third time. Then maybe they'll get the message. Just like these violent street Negroes going around torching buildings. And that's another thing that they were doing there at Berkeley. That had slipped my mind. I mean, they were overturning cars. They were breaking windows. They were setting buildings on fire. I mean, this was anarchy, folks. This was not just simple protesting. This was anarchy. And it's going to happen again and again and again until someone puts a stop to it. And as I said several months ago, when the protests occurred in Charlotte, North Carolina, that eventually these thugs are going to wander into the wrong neighborhood and somebody is going to open up on them. And not with a revolver, not with a semi-auto, but something that's capable of firing multiple rounds per second, perhaps even belt-fed, before it puts an end to this crap. And that, unfortunately, is a lesson that cannot be passed down. You have to learn it for yourselves. And that's what these kids are going to find themselves facing in the next few years, if not even the next few months. Because I can guarantee you, Trump ain't going to put up with it. And it's going to stop, folks. And then we will have the opportunity to take this country back. I said it earlier, they played their hand. They're out of cards. They have nothing. This is their joker. This is the last thing they're throwing out there. They have lied. They have cheated. They have stolen. They have twisted the facts around. And it's not working this time, folks. With Trump in office, it's just not working this time around. And they don't know what to do. And they stupidly threw out all of their cards early on. And that leaves them with nothing. Except this. This is their joker. Violence, the last recourse of an idiot who cannot get their point across any other way. Now they're trying the violence card, which is the Joker, because it is worthless. And what's going to happen before too much longer, that Joker's going to be played out too. And then we will have complete control. The people are already seeing in this country what the far left is and what they have been doing for so long. The hoods are coming off. The veils are coming down. They're being unmasked and exposed for who and what they are. And it's about damn time, folks. It's about time that this happened. And unfortunately, as I said, history will repeat itself, and we will see some huge, violent backlash at one of these protests before too much longer. It's inevitable. It cannot be stopped, and it will happen, so be prepared. Pretty much running out of time here for this segment, folks. I didn't get a chance to get into the Queer Scouts. I'll get into that next week, because that is absolutely disgusting that they are now taking in transgenders along with the homosexuals and the homosexual scoutmasters. It's just absolutely disgusting, folks. And honestly, if I had kids, I would not let them in scouts. If they were already in, I would go ahead and pull them out, because it's this country, again, it's just gone too far. This is a last gasp effort by the left to try and get their point across, and it's not going to work, not anymore. So as always, if you want to get in touch with me between now and then, you may do so at TommyFreedomRings@yahoo.com. Until next week, my friends, this has been Tommy Freedom for Freedom Rings. Out for now. Listen closely to these lyrics. Should have been done a long time ago.
Soldiers and Nixon's gone.